The Flint River has an image problem. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Many Flint residents have been complaining about the quality of their tap water since the city stopped getting water from Detroit. Some people blame the Flint River. The city's been using the river since last April as its drinking water source. Steve Carmody reports.
Many Flint residents are spending these days drinking bottled water. They complain their tap water is not only dirty looking, but it's also unsafe. During a recent protest in downtown Flint, protesters paused on a bridge overlooking the Flint River. One of the protesters pointed at the river and said,
"It's not clean. It's not it's caustic. It's not healthy. So let everybody know we want clean water."
A short walk from where the protesters marched is Rebecca Fidowa's office. Fidowa is the executive director of the Flint River Watershed Coalition. She admits, because of its industrial past, the river already had a reputation.
The switch over to Flint River water was accompanied, even initially, by fears of, what is my drinking water going to be like when we switch from lake water to Flint River water, because of the fears that people already had about the Flint River.
The Clean Water Act played a big role in removing pollutants from the Flint River during the past 40 years. Volunteers have also been busy removing automobile tires, refrigerators, and other stuff dumped in the river over the past century. Fidowa says the coalition has been working for nearly a decade to reduce people's fears about the river, staging events and kayak trips on the river. She says a year ago, her group was really looking forward to the switchover from Detroit water to the Flint River.
We were very hopeful that when the switch to Flint River water happened, it would be yet another thing that we could point to say, look at how healthy our river is. Instead, we've had sort of the opposite thing happen.
Experts agree the problem hasn't been the river, but the way the city has gone about treating the river water. The way you treat river water is different from the way you treat water from a lake. Consultants blame the use of too many chemicals. That's led to discolored tap water, boil water advisories, and a violation of the Safe Drinking Water Act. But still, the perception persists that it's the river that's the source of the problem, which leads to the question, how do you rehabilitate the reputation of a river? Maybe turn to a public relations specialist. Kelly Rossman McKinney is one of the top PR professionals in the state. She has many clients, including on a pro bono basis, the city of Flint. She's not working on a campaign on the river, but her advice would be to put out a clear message that the river is better than it used to be.
What are we doing to make sure that not only are we saying that everywhere and anywhere to everyone, but what are we doing to prove that?
The Flint River Watershed Coalition plans to redouble its efforts this year to improve the river's image and show it's a resource, not a problem. Rebecca Fidowa is hopeful Flint residents will see beyond the controversy and embrace the Flint River.
We just want people to know that it's a river that is a long way down the road of recovery, and it's a very healthy system, and we want people to feel confident that the river that's flowing through their community is something that they can use and enjoy.
For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.
This is the Environment Report. Scientists are turning smartphones into pollution trackers. A team of researchers in Spain attached sensors to school-age kids. Then they used a smartphone to track how much air pollution they were exposed to at home and school in real time. Mark Neuheisen is an author of the study. He says they're working to make this technology available to everyone.
Well, you could look at your smartphone, actually, what is the level of air pollution here where I'm going, or when I take this route or the other route, and that you could make changes.
But he says the sensors cost several thousand dollars, so it'll be a while before it's a reality. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.